We'll go to the US shortly, but first up today to the COVID tally on home soil. New South Wales has recorded 4 new locally acquired cases and Victoria has 3. People living in regional New South Wales are being urged to come forward for testing amid concerns that an 18-year-old Sydney man infected with COVID went on a camping trip to several regional centres across the state. And today the New South Wales government is calling on residents from several suburbs in Western Sydney not to attend the upcoming cricket test, warning that it will impose $1,000 fines on those who dare to step inside the SCG. Our reporter Nick Grimm joins me with more. Nick, g'day. Can we start with the case in regional New South Wales? What do we know?
Yes, Sally, this is a new case that's emerged overnight. It's involving an 18-year-old man, as you said. He visited the Baralla BWS in Sydney's west, the venue that's right at the centre of this particular cluster. Now, the 18-year-old had already departed on a camping trip through regional New South Wales when he received an alert that he should get tested, which he did immediately. It came back positive, so health authorities are now urging anyone in Orange, Nyngan and Broken Hill, where he visited, who might be suffering symptoms, to also come forward for testing. There's an alert too for the Nyngan Riverside Tourist Park and a business called the Birdie Noshery and Drinking Establishment, which is in Orange. People who were there at the same time as the 18-year-old are also being urged to get tested without delay. Now, I might add that in addition to that new case, there have been 4 other cases identified in New South Wales, 3 of them connected to that Baralla cluster.
And the focus very much remains on the risk of community transmission from the Baralla cluster, is that right?
Yeah, that's a real worry because there's an 11-day period of concern and the call to come forward for testing is also being repeated today for residents in that area, especially anyone who visited the Baralla BWS and Woolworths Baralla at various times over those days. Multicultural community leaders are also being urged to spread that message as well, and residents are being reassured that testing is free. There does appear to have been a problem with some thinking they'll receive a medical bill if they visit any of the 27 testing clinics that are now operating in that area. Today, the state government has also foreshadowed that it will take steps to impose a $1,000 fine on anyone attending the international cricket test in Sydney, especially, in particular, those residing in the following suburbs: Auburn, Baralla, Lidcombe North, Potts Hill, Regent's Park and Rookwood. Here's more from the State Health Minister, Brad Hazzard.
If any of you think that it's still okay to come in with somebody else who's got a ticket or tickets, it won't be okay, because there will be orders, health orders made in the next 24 hours that will enable New South Wales Police to fine you $1,000 if you put foot inside the SCG. You must not come to the SCG. So please be aware, the SCG have asked you not to come, but it will be backed in, because if a police officer stops you and you happen to be at the SCG Trust, if you happen to be the SCG, then you will find yourself receiving a $1,000 fine.
That's the New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard. And finally, Nick, what about cases in Victoria today?
Just 3 cases of community transmission there today. We're yet to hear if they're linked to Melbourne's Black Rock cluster, but the numbers are giving health experts some confidence that the city's outbreak could be quickly coming under control. Testing numbers have been quite strong there, with around 32,000 swabs conducted in the past 24 hours. Now, Dr. Sanjaya Senayaka is a infectious diseases specialist at the Australian University, and he's told the ABC that while Victoria's numbers are tracking in a very positive direction, New South Wales won't be out of the woods for a while yet.
Generally, we like to see less than 100 cases in a 14-day period. Now, that's only 7 cases a day, and you think, well, that's not many. But if you think about it, that can generate about 1,000 contacts to be traced. And certainly in the Melbourne outbreak, when you were getting more than those numbers a few months ago, you were seeing exponential growth and difficulty in getting to 0 cases on consecutive days. Victoria and Melbourne at the moment, we've only seen about 40 cases in the last 2 weeks, and that includes people in hotel quarantine. So that is very promising. Now, in Sydney itself, however, early on in the outbreak, from about the 7th to the 18th, so about 12 days, we saw well under 100 cases in that 2-week period, but that's now gone to over 200 cases in the last 2-week period. So that's a bit more dicey. So I'd certainly be very cautious and I'd be reassessing what happens in the next few days.
That's Dr. Sanjaya Sananayake, infectious diseases specialist at the Australian National University. And before that, our reporter Nick Grimm bringing us up to date.